check my friends at the football game tonight.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
Well, I was winning yesterday.
Can I just ask if everybody who was present before we went into closed session is still present, rather than go through everybody's names?
Yes, Scott's still here.
Okay.
No present.
Yep, Scott's still here.
Okay, perfect.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, President, there's a lot of information in this report. And I don't know who has had access to this other than myself. It's the full report. Probably not everybody, okay. Well, as a reminder to others, it started in January, and it took, yeah, exactly. It was a lot. We probably could use that FTE for something else, because I knew the outcome before we started.
Yeah.
That was a lot of investment. Now, in other colleges, maybe you discover things that are unflattering or need tweaking and need to redirect and whatnot, but you won't find any of that in here. That didn't exist. There's 27 people who were asked their opinion, and then there's 20 pages of verbatims, and we went over those verbatims, a few of them, because that to me is when you can grade your leader a 4 out of 5 or a 5 out of 5, but you take the time to offer some feedback that becomes really tangible, really specific, and really was quite flattering. And we know there's no perfect people in this world. Like, President Brush has his flaws. He shares them with me from time to time, and I appreciate that. But nobody decided to take this opportunity to share that.
They've given up.
Yeah. In fact, all of the requests, you know, hey, we took 6 months, and this is what we ask of you. In summary, it was, will you share what you're doing here elsewhere? So that is the response that President Brush was asked to respond to, and he's like, yeah, sure, I'd be happy to do that on 6 counts. And that's really special. So some of the things that, as a board, though, that we want to focus on, because we're in a great place and everything else, we want to plan for our future. And only President Brush knows what the clock looks like for that future. And if it's a 10-year clock, we'd be all very grateful. If it's a 15-year clock, you know, you just let
them
die on the vine. But we feel like we want to start thinking about a succession plan. And that can be a long process sometimes of who steps up, because it's been a very... with 7 years to create the culture, 7 years to create the trajectory, the vision, and someone has to take that into the future. And we all know that the pressure cooker jobs that these are, all good things can come to an end. And so this sounds like we're planning your demise. It's not. We want to preserve your legacy at whatever time frame that makes sense for you. And so if it's a 10-year plan, you could come back to the board and say, I've got plenty of time. It's probably not time. If it's less than that, and you start thinking about bringing people up and assistants this, that, and assistant that, I don't know if those exist even as options, but it might not be a bad idea to consider and ponder what tutelages and things are. Now, maybe they're from smaller technical colleges as the people who want these jobs. That's fair. It may not even be any of you saying, no thanks. But if it was, then that would be things to make known and start putting a plan together. So we just throw that out because we really appreciate all that you've done.
Thank you.
And we know that we think that just at the beginning, now that we're starting to have this reciprocity. And I think this is going to get crazy. And we're going to be building buildings, and we're going to be looking for more campuses. And that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So thank you for your service, and thank you for all you've done.
Thank you. That means everything to me, coming from you, all of you. Thank you. You offered me the job. You were vice chair.
That's
remember,
right.
Stuart was out of town.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was as surprised as anyone that day. So thank you. That means everything. It's a great job, and I've enjoyed it. Despite everything we've been through, very proud of this institution. I think it's the lighthouse institution of the technical colleges in the nation. So, and it's not me. It's these guys and the other 500 people that work here, and you. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for shedding that light, that mirror over to these three, because that's all your folks, your leaders. Because you can only set the direction, and then they have to run a neck break pace to get there. So we appreciate that humility as well. Any parting words?
No, thank you for the opportunity to serve, and I'll take on this assignment, and we'll consult, and I'll get you what you expect. There is a timeline in my mind. I'll share that when the time is right.
But yeah.
There's a little while left, so.
Don't want to get ahead of ourselves either.
That's okay. Appreciate that. I'm perplexed at how we continue to grow, though. I will say that. If Kelly's right, I joke, but I don't know how we can keep doing this. Davis County's not split. We're growing so much faster than Davis County. School-age population is going to start to go down.
Yes.
I mean, Morgan's going to grow, but, I mean, Morgan's a long way from being that, I mean, just that, you know, big. So I don't know how we can continue to grow like this. It defies imagination. The only thing that could change that is if the economy goes south, and that's the really scary thing. And I think we're trying to plan for that. We've taken steps now for a couple of years. We've been very thoughtful about hybrid education, about building this additional capacity, physical capacity. But we're going to sit down, and we're going to, as a team, and we're going to shake things up, and we're going to look at a different organization for the tech college. It's time. It's healthy, because we want to continue to innovate. We've got to find efficiencies to fund the things that we want to do, and we're going to mix it up. It's time. It's time for a refresh. I've been in this job 6 years, 7 years?
I'm calling it six.
Six? Okay.
Six.
Six. And we don't want to get stale. We've got new opportunity ahead of us. And I don't know. It's like I said in the response here, the first 6 years were about bringing the institution to scale. I didn't feel like we could be as strategic as we wanted to. But this last chapter, my last chapter, will be about real innovation, and that's going to require some changes, and we're ready for them. So I've talked way too much today. I should let you go. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Do we need another motion to close this session?
Just do a adjourn.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
You need a motion, yeah.
Yes, move to adjourn.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's the weather? Supposed
today's
to be like
the storm actually here at night. Today's supposed to be the storm.
Tomorrow's it dropped from.
Tomorrow's
well,
okay.
Anyways, it was 60%, and then that was.